This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here's one of the latest articles at Infowars.com. Did the president signal the dreaded COVID second wave as a hoax? Well, do bears live in the woods? Here it is. Fake election results in Nevada also. NetworkVegas.com reports, here's the fake Nevada parking garage hospital picture that our moron governor tweeted, proving it's all scam. No patients, holed up in beds, wrapped in equipment that's never been used. They spent millions on the scam and never even saw a single patient. This is a fake hospital. He doesn't care that it's all empty behind him. Well, we have the major hospital executive on record in Pennsylvania at Bandai Video on InfoWars. Incredible. I mean, listen. I cannot express to you, we have a lot of big stories. They're all important. This story, with all the documents right here, out of the Securities and Exchange Commission, of $400-plus million from the communist Chinese government-run groups directly to Staple Street Capital that owns Dominion, directly for Dominion. This story on Infowars.com is the big enchilada. Firm that owns Dominion voting systems received $400 million from a Swiss bank owned by the communist Chinese. Get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. Text it, tweet it, Facebook it, email it, call people, print it out, call local radio, call Congress, call everyone. Run around like a chicken with your head cut off. Do what must be done. And let's not forget, again, Hunter Biden might, they confirm this is all real, my dad, we're under criminal investigation. I meet with the head of Chinese intelligence. Oh, he disappeared. Yeah, I mean, the Chi-Coms are in trouble. And now they're putting up their champion, a crypt keeper that can't even talk, Joe Biden, like groping people? And they're saying he's the president? This is the mainstream media committing suicide in front of you. I mean, this is not going to go well, however it goes. Let's go ahead and play Hunter Biden.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China. We started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
$300 billion, $12 billion, that won't keep you out of hell, son. It's all just made up crap fiat garbage anyways. I mean, that's the wimps they put in power, the little crying. They're disappearing people. I'm not funded by the Chi-Coms or George Soros. I'm funded by you, and I'll never back down. I'll never give in, and I don't have any fear of these people. I only have fear of failure, and it's more of a burning drive to crush the enemy. So energize me with money and get great products you need. Everybody's habituated to great specials all the time. So we're just selling out everything as it comes in and selling it out as it goes. You all expect sales. We sell a lot more. We make less, but it's all kind of coming out. We're able to fund things. Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout. Get an additional 10% off. The already big sales, 30 to 60% off. Free shipping in Forestore.com on DNA Force Plus, on PQQ, on the CoQ10, on the Alpha Power, on the X2, on all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Bazo beats back in stock. Turmeric Ultimate Formula Bodies. Promo code Patriot. Additional 10% off. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% on that on your next order. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low-price, high-quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. They have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar Social 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Summit.News. We're going to do a news blitz in the next hour covering all the latest coronavirus lockdown news, including the compulsory vaccine, which now if you listen to certain people within the UK government, they're saying it's not going to be compulsory. Your life is just going to be made a living hell. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to have a social life if you don't take it. But it's not compulsory. It's going to be fine. Just take the shot. But before we get into the news, I'm delighted to be welcomed by somebody who needs no introduction. The website for the purposes of this conversation is factcheckzuck.com. Headline here out of Fox News, Candace Owens targets Facebook third-party fact-checkers with lawsuit. She says, I decided I was not going to give up and sit down. She is a New York Times best-selling author of the book Blackout, which has just been released recently, of course, founder of the Blexit movement as well. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Candace, welcome back.
It's good to be back, PJW, first person who ever had me on his show, ever.
It's good to see you again, Candace. Now, I want to get into this, you fighting the fact checkers, because this is something that's happened relatively recently. It's kind of flown under the radar, what with all the election news. You're basically saying it's time to fact check the fact checkers. I want to go on and talk about this development with PolitiFact having to publicly back down. But first, you're taking legal action against USA Today and this group called Lead Stories Fact Checker. Just tell us what prompted this initial lawsuit in the first place.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting story, and basically I had published an article onto my Facebook page that was written by a guy named Dr. John Lee, who writes for The Spectator, and it was basically him, just, you know, he's a former NHS pathologist, you know, very strong resume, is a doctor and can, of course, write his opinion on the COVID-19 sort of scare tactics that we see. And in the article, he basically just did a deep dive on how they were calculating COVID-19 deaths to expose, you know, just sort of the fraudulence behind it. And people were dying and they were doing post-mortem testing for this virus, which they had never done before, which of course was fluffing the numbers. And I published this onto my Facebook page and it got fact-checked, and it got removed by Lead Stories LLC. So I look into Lead Stories LLC, and lo and behold, it turns out that a CNN editor of 26 years in 2015 decided to leave CNN and start Lead Stories LLC, and somehow scored one of the biggest contracts ever with Facebook to become a legal fact-checker. His name is Alan Duke. And as soon as I saw this, I went, this is crazy. And I went through the proper means. I contacted Facebook and said, you know, I want this removed from my account. What I said was not false. And he basically wrote an article declaring it was false because he had found another doctor that disagreed. So basically, this was a game of my doctor is better than your doctor, but I'm lead stories and I work for Facebook, so I'm going to be able to censor you. And that's pointedly ridiculous. And so I contacted lead stories and contacted Facebook and went through the means of their process where you're allowed to say, okay, well, you can appeal it. And of course, he came back and was basically like, I'm a god and I've decided that this is still false, but I'll remove it from false to kind of false. And I just wasn't happy with that. So I decided, you know what, let's put these guys through discovery. Said to my husband, I want to go after them. I want to sue them and I want to expose who exactly these fact checkers are. And just really understand how they got these contracts, how they got this contract with Facebook. And Facebook immediately, distanced themselves from the fact checkers. They wrote my lawyer back a letter and was like, we have nothing to do with these third party fact checkers. Great. Okay. So if you're saying now that we can just go after the fact checkers one by one and sue them, I'm happy to do that as well. So, because he didn't change the false rating, we went after USA Today for another scenario that was similar to that one, which made no sense. It was basically an opinion check. And we're, you know, we hired Todd McMurtry, who represented the Covington Catholic, Nick Sandman, with some great success. And we are going after the fact checkers, plain and simple.
Now, to make it clear, you've got 4 million followers on Facebook. They demonetized your entire account after this initial fact-checked post. Did you get remonetized, or is it still demonetized? Because we have to make people understand here, according to the Washington Times report, because of your contract with Facebook, which they agreed to, you make around $1 million a month off of your Facebook account. By means of this fact check, it got demonetized. Of course, we know along with that, your entire account gets relegated in the algorithm. They're interfering with your book sales. You've got a new book out. That's, again, being relegated in the algorithm, people seeing that, because of this parasitical fact-checking company, which is not just trying to demean you in terms of your reputation. They're literally stealing content and they're stealing revenue from your Facebook account because it was demonetized as a result of this, correct?
That's exactly right, because don't forget, when they issued that false rating, they then direct traffic from your page to their site because they say, this is why it's false. And usually what they put up is completely not even addressing what you initially put up. You know, they get around it and say something ridiculous where they go, well, this is false because this doctor, this is literally what they wrote on that post, this doctor in Colorado disagrees with Dr. John Lee in the UK. Therefore, we're going to say this is false. And, you know, my average post, and this is without being monetized, this is with them shadow banning me, I'll usually get 3 million people looking at each of my Facebook posts. So that directs 3 million people to their site where they have advertisement and they earn money. I mean, it's completely parasitic behavior. And they do this just because they decided they're the fact check gods. And what we really know is that they're not actually checking facts. They're checking against what they deem to be wrong think, right? And wrong think is anything that goes against the preferred leftist mainstream narrative. And I mean, you could write something like only women can have birth. Only women can give birth, and you can get fact-checked, and they can pull that down, and they can say, well, we found this guy, John Doe, out in Utah who disagrees and says men can give birth, and that's enough for them to fact-check you and demonetize your page. And to me, it's pointedly ridiculous, and I'm prepared to fight them because I have the platform and the means to do so.
And again, this isn't with a background, of course. You were placed on this hate agent list by Facebook, I think last year that came out, or even the year before, of course. I was banned entirely back in May 2019 because they called me a dangerous individual. Again, I'm still in the process of suing Facebook simply to get information out of them, what they hold on me, which in the UK is the law that you have to have access to that by law. They've delayed that for over a year, citing coronavirus most recently. But we also had, again, these dangerous persons being put on this list. Incredibly, a couple of weeks later, Facebook came out with a fatwa which said it's unacceptable to incite violence against anyone using their platform, except if the person is on their dangerous individuals list. Of course, I was on that list along with people like Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, Alex Jones, and others, literally inciting people to organize and commit violence using their service by saying it was okay. And then you made the point earlier about, you know, you go after Facebook and they pass it off and say, oh, it's a third party. We have no relation to them. We're not responsible for their activities. Similar thing with Wikipedia. I don't know if you've found this, Candice, but you've probably been in battles with Wikipedia over the past 4 or 5 years. Recently, some bright spark, some leftist editor at Wikipedia, decided to call me a political extremist, and now I'm forever defined as a political extremist. The source for that is, of course, biased far-left news outlets and Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook itself. So once you get defined as this hateful individual by Facebook, which of course is completely biased in its approach to all this, then that suddenly becomes a neutral source. Then that suddenly becomes used by Wikipedia editors. Oh, but you can't sue Wikipedia because that's not an organization, apparently. But then when you try and go and sue the editors, they get protected by Wikipedia if you go after them. So across the board, it's creating this miasma about not knowing who to go after legally, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why we actually wanted Facebook to distance themselves in a letter, which is what they did. We wanted them to say we had nothing to do with the fact checkers, because then you're saying to the fact checkers, I mean, what is the upside of being a fact checker for Facebook if you can be...
Candice there, but we're going to break now. We'll come right back and talk about this and more. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back live with Paul Joseph Watson, Summit.News. We're talking about fact-checking the fact-checkers. Of course, a major example of this that I personally experienced back in April 2019, before I was banned on Facebook, so this actually applied to Facebook at the time. And this mirrors what Candice experienced with her Facebook page being demonetized by this fact-checking agency, Lead Stories, placing a hoax alert on their article, which talked about her Facebook post, which was simply a post of a doctor speaking common sense about coronavirus. In my case, it was related to the Notre Dame Cathedral fire in Paris. There was widespread celebrations from a certain demographic, Islamists and Muslims, on Facebook. You could go to RT's Arabic Facebook page, France 24 Arabic. There was a live video stream of Notre Dame Cathedral burning, and you could watch in real time the gleeful responses from these Muslims and Islamists, and you could tell they were Muslims and Islamists because they were speaking Arabic, they had Muslim names, and it was smiley face emoji, excited emoji, clapping emoji. That was their response in droves to the ongoing fire, the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral. So I put out an article about that with the screenshots from the Facebook posts. And BuzzFeed, which is another fact checker that Facebook uses, put out a whole article claiming that this was a hoax. And once again, they slapped a giant hoax alert across the front of their article. And they claimed that we didn't know what these people were celebrating when they were responding gushingly and excitingly with these happy, smiley, excitable emoticons. Now, unfortunately for them, the live video of Notre Dame Cathedral was at the top of the page in the screenshots that I provided. But BuzzFeed said, oh, we don't know what they were responding to. So they had to change that. Now we have a similar situation here with you, Candice, because aside from your lawsuit against USA Today and this Lead Stories group, you also threatened PolitiFact with legal action over a Facebook post that they erroneously labeled false. What was the nature of that post, and what was their response?
You know, I had done a video. Obviously, I've been very vocal. I've been one of the people that have used my platform to talk about all the irregularities in this election cycle. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, in the mind of millions of Americans and people abroad, that this election was rigged. The numbers just don't make sense. And so once we saw the media just decide on the narrative that that Joe Biden was the president-elect, he legally is not the president-elect. You can't just say that and make that true because you want it to be true. So I did a video discussing how, you know, the media is actually duping people and brainwashing people into believing that he is the president-elect, because if it turns out that he's not and Trump gets a second term, it's going to inspire a civil war. Obviously, when you've been brainwashed by so many media conglomerates to believe that this has already happened and the election is over. And they slapped a warning on that and said that this was false and that Joe Biden was the president-elect. Not only did they slap a warning, they wrote an entire article saying, here is how we at PolitiFact know that Joe Biden is the president-elect. And he's legally not. So it was just a no-brainer. This is just you guys deciding on a narrative that is not true. So we immediately went after them, and I was very keen to go after them because PolitiFact has been so poisonous in doing this and just to saying, we decided this and therefore it's true. And I wanted to see, you know, how willing are you to stand by the fact that Joe Biden is president-elect? Are you millions of dollars willing to stand by that fact, because we are going to add you to this lawsuit that we have against USA Today, that we have against Leaf Stories. And they immediately backed down and said it was a mistake. Their lawyer wrote back and said it was a mistake. I mean, that's quite the mistake, right, PJW? Like you wrote an entire article. This wasn't like, you know, you just kept making that mistake, 1,200 words, kept making a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It was intentional. It was done to continually delude society into believing that this election is over, and that, you know, that Trump has no shot at becoming, at remaining the president for the next 4 years. And this is exactly why I started factcheckzuck.com, is to independently go after each one of their fact checkers that are doing just this. They are deluding the minds of brainwashed Americans who cannot separate media brainwashing from real life.
Now, the PolitiFact organization is basically a unit of the Poynter Institute. This is this big umbrella fact-checking network. Interestingly enough, in 2017, the Poynter Institute, which owns PolitiFact, received $1.3 million from the Omidar Network and the Open Society Foundations, of course, overseen by our favorite Mr. George Soros. And then they came out also, I recall, with this blacklist of conservative websites, which were pretty mainstream websites, the Free Beacon, the Washington Times. They had to withdraw that because of they admitted their own methodology was completely flawed. So these fact-checking groups are more sensitive. And, of course, as we know with Snopes, for example, they're all left-wing fronts. This notion that they're neutral, impartial denizens of truth has been disproven time and time again, right? They're all left-wing fronts. And now, in fact, the Facebook officials that were put under so much scrutiny for killing democracy and helping Trump win, half of them are now on the Biden transition team.
It's exactly right. I mean, and it's so ridiculous because, I mean, the bigger problem here is that what we're facing is extreme censorship. This is something you just would never think would happen, especially in America, where we so much believe in free speech. You are starting to see that they are censoring people. And I think what they did in the beginning and when people didn't speak was they said, oh, we'll just censor the people that are on the fringe, and conservatives got in line and said, okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, we're just censoring Alex Jones and Laura Loomer and Milo, and that's okay because this is polite society. But inevitably what always happens is that they move in, and there's no sense. They're not going after the fringes. They're going after everybody that is conservative. This has always been their plan, and this is why it's important that whether or not you agree with someone or not, whether or not you think Laura Loomer is such an outstanding character that she should have won that congressional seat, or whether you absolutely despise her, you need to speak out and defend her right to free speech. Otherwise we end up in a society where now I can't publish the work of an actual doctor because it's not a preferred narrative that these leftists agree with. And they have so much power and control with this tech censorship. It's why they're attacking a Parler right now, because people are fleeing, and that's a free market response. And so they're trying to essentially demonize Parler and make it seem like it's being run by people who are racist and white supremacists and all of this crazy stuff. I know that they are fearful of this lawsuit. I think that they made a dangerous mistake by not just changing when we gave them the opportunity, by going back and changing the rating from false. I'm planning to take this the entire way, because I do think that our freedoms actually depend on this. If we don't actually score a win against these big tech companies, we aren't going to have a Western society worth defending. We're going to be like communist China.
Now, let's do one more segment when we come back, Candace, but we've got about 50 seconds here, so I'll introduce the next topic. Now, you talked about the vast, oppressive, censorious approach towards COVID, even from whistleblowers experts. The key fact here is the very whistleblowers who raised the alarm bell about COVID-19 at the very start of the pandemic were doctors and medical professionals in China saying that it was a real thing back in December. They received police visits. They were censored on Chinese social media. They were silenced for trying to warn about coronavirus. So the very first acts of censorship in terms of coronavirus were against people trying to alert the world to the fact that China was covering it up. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. So
back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are back. The website is factcheckzuck.com. And Candace has got a real good chance here. If you listen to some of the legal experts, Robert Barnes and others, she's got a real good chance of beating these people. But as we know, they have endless vast pots of money thanks to the fact that they're funded by groups linked to open society foundations and other leftist front groups like that. Now, you can go and support Candace at factcheckzuck.com. And I invite everyone to do that right now. The link will be in the description when this goes up on YouTube. But I was talking, Candace, before the break, the very whistleblowers who tried to warn the world about COVID when China was trying to cover it up, when the World Health Organization, by the way, said there was no human-to-human transmission, as late as the middle of January, at different times they urged people not to buy face masks, the World Health Organization, that is. Now YouTube says you can't question the World Health Organization. It's this idea that challenging health authorities threatens public health, when the very first people doing that at the start of the pandemic were the Chinese doctor whistleblowers calling the Communist Party out for covering up the pandemic. Surely that's the lifeblood of a free society, right?
Stuff. The COVID-19 stuff I've been talking about for a very long time because we've never seen such mass censorship over an issue. You would think, and by the way, let's remove COVID-19 from the scenario that we're even talking about. Let's create a new scenario. Let's create any health predicament anybody could possibly have, whether it's cancer, pregnancy. I'm pregnant right now. You are always allowed to hear multiple opinions from doctors, right? I could go to a doctor right now who would tell me that giving birth naturally is the best thing in the entire world. I can go see another doctor who says, you know, take the epidural. In the long run, it's going to be better for your baby if you're a relaxed, you know, if you're a relaxed mom, right? So we've always been in a society that allows for different opinions. COVID-19, we have seen suddenly that you cannot question who, you cannot question the CDC, and questioning them whatsoever can lead to censorship of even doctors, right? Remember the YouTube videos of doctors who were going and talking about what they were seeing, as they were treating patients with COVID-19, doctors that were against the lockdowns, you know, doctors that were saying that vitamin C, you know, mass, you know, mega doses of vitamin C could help cure this. So this entire predicament of COVID-19, no matter which way you look at it, there, we have a problem. We have a very, very real problem in terms of a free society that is not able to get any truth about this, alleged infectious disease that it has been worse, has been worth shutting down virtually all of Western society. And I say Western society because it's fascinating to consider that it's only the West that has been this locked down for this long. We're supposed to believe that China, as you just mentioned, we're learning now today, CNN is saying, oh, they covered some deaths. We're supposed to believe that China only took, what was it, a month before they reopened? Was it a couple of weeks before they were able to reopen their society and people were able to get back to work? So I have been talking about this for a very long time, and it is shameful that the media has been participating in censoring so much information from valid sources regarding what sort of a predicament we're actually in.
No, you mentioned China. I've got an article out today, China to enjoy better post-COVID economy than all other major nations. They're out there having pool parties in Wuhan. They're at the nightclubs, no masks, no social distancing. Their GDP this year is set for a 1.8% increase. The US is going to be down 3.7%. Meanwhile, in the US, you've got Amazon adding 427,000 employees between January and October throughout this pandemic. You've got small businesses going bust. They've lost on average 30% of their income over the past 6 months. So the only people benefiting out of this economically are Amazon, Walmart, Target, and all these big retailers who everyone has now become completely dependent upon, as if they weren't dependent on them enough. And China, which went from literally putting out videos of people convulsing and collapsing in the street back in January, which we all freaked out about, that was obviously some kind of propaganda designed to make the West overreact to the COVID pandemic. And now we're in this situation where we can't even talk about it. I want to bring it out to the back.
I would like to say I was the only one who never freaked out. It was so obviously propaganda when I saw people wiping out in the streets. I'm like, well, you know, somebody passed out. So, I mean, this happens. I lived in, you know, New York City. Stuff happens on the train like this all the time. Now, all of a sudden, you have people, you know, putting together these videos and you're saying, oh, I'm like, so we're all just going to wipe out in the middle of the street. And it always seemed a bit weird to me. Everything about COVID-19 just, it was one of those things where it just, a chill went up my spine. And I was like, something's weird about this. It was also the timing, you know, in the midst of such a serious election in America, just a lot of it just didn't make sense. You know, absent any facts, I was going on basically just an inkling, that something was really wrong here. But I do want to add one more thing to what you said, which really should let you know how much BS this is. They've shut down small businesses. They've shut down restaurants. They've said that eating in restaurants is just not okay. And yet they have condoned lying on a plane next to each other, okay, where you are allowed to take off your mask, you are allowed to eat, you can drink coffee while you are on the flight, because Harvard did a study and determined that somehow planes are safe and restaurants are not. If that does not let you know that there is a true financial incentive behind this to attack small business owners and while protecting the elites, then nothing will. And by the way, guys, every time any like funding of a study is done through Harvard, you can almost guarantee that they were there to produce the desired results to the person that funded the study. And that is, I think, the most despicable thing that you can point to, that airlines are allowed to fill their flights with people. Everybody gets sick every time you fly because it's just the air is just so disgusting on all airlines. And yet they are allowed to fly people and business owners cannot open their restaurants.
No, it's ridiculous. We had a rule at a 10 p.m. curfew where everyone was thrown out of the bars at 10 p.m. They all congregated on the streets and just had street parties. Now in Wales, the government is saying pubs can't serve alcohol, as if you're more susceptible to the virus if you're drinking alcohol. That's going to put those pubs, those restaurants, even further into the mire. And then we have the vaccine, of course. You've had the debate in the U.S., but it's come to the fore more in the U.K., with companies and airlines now saying, suggesting that you won't be allowed to enter a bar, a restaurant, cinema, sports stadium, or any other kind of similar venue if you don't take the vaccine. So we have the government saying, oh, we're not going to make it mandatory, but you're not going to be able to travel or have any kind of social life if you don't take it. So again, it's this kind of, it's this two-tier system where you have a lower caste of people who aren't going to be able to enjoy basic freedoms, mobility and social life, but if you take the shot, then you can. What kind of backlash is it going to create or need or require for these small businesses, these bars, restaurants, to go against the grain and say, no, you don't have to take the vaccine to come into our premises, given that we've seen polls, Candice, in the UK, and it's probably even greater in the US, that show 36% of people are very unlikely to take the vaccine. So a bars, restaurants, sports stadiums really going to take that financial hit to carry through this compulsory vaccine policy, or do you see that falling by the wayside?
I see it falling by the wayside, and I will say this. I have already spoken out and said I will not be taking the vaccine. I've been saying this since February. I knew this was coming. It makes no sense. There's a 99% chance that you're going to survive if you get COVID-19. Why the hell would you take a vaccine that has 94% effective and causes you to be sick? And now they're prepping people. Oh, well, the vaccine could make you sick, but make sure you come back and get the second dose. I won't be taking it, but I do want to say as a reminder to everybody who's watching, if there's one thing that every society in the entire world that has had slaves has had in common. What does every society in the entire world that has had slaves had in common? And the answer is that there was always more slaves than there were masters. I keep that in my mind when I go through and I think about things. There is always going to be more of us than them. You know, if we say no, it's a no. If we decide that, okay, you say that I can't fly unless I get this vaccine, let's just not fly for a year. Eventually, they're going to have to come too because it's going to hurt them. I think every person should do their best with the information that they have available. The vaccine is not for Candace Owens. The vaccine will not be taken in my family and it won't be given to my children. And that's the most that I can say about that.
Okay, Candice, that's a good place to close. The website is factcheckzuck.com. We'll be sure to have you back on in the near future to see how your campaign to fight the fact checkers is going. Candice, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There goes Candice Owens. And again, this interview will be up on YouTube and the descriptions, the links will be down there for everybody to access. We're going to come back in the next segment and dive straight into the news. We've got the UK deploying the military to make people accept the vaccine. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. Summit.news.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peets, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We are back live on the show. We're going to delve into the latest news, and we're going to start with an article that I mentioned earlier on during that interview, which is up on Summit.News. China to enjoy better post-COVID economy than all other major nations. We've got the GDP figures, not just for this year, but for 2021, or at least the forecast for GDP for 2020 and 2021. And guess who's come out of all this smelling like roses? Oh, it's the communist Chinese. Well, what a surprise. The country in which the coronavirus originated has come out better than anyone. They're all having pool parties. They're all dancing in nightclubs. Meanwhile, you can't hug your granny at Christmas. In fact, the CDC came out last week and said, you can't sing at Thanksgiving. I'm sure a lot of people abided by that directive. But now the OECD has revealed that China is set to enjoy a post-COVID economic recovery that outstrips every other major country in the world, most of which will see debilitating drops in their GDP. And we have a list here. It says a graph proposing GDP projections for various nations and areas showed that China was the only nation on the list to enjoy real GDP growth in 2020 with 1.8% plus this year, as well as a prediction of 8% in 2021 and 4.9% in 2022. In comparison, the United States, having suffered a 3.7% drop in 2020, is set to achieve 3.2 and 3.5 real GDP growth in 2021 and 22 respectively. Bear in mind, that's with the potential, God forbid, of a Biden presidency, where he's called for a national mask mandate, where his advisors have called for rolling lockdowns on and off. So I reckon those numbers are a bit overall, a bit too positive, given the fact that we're going to have a massive change in policy, and it's going to come from the federal level, with Biden encouraging all these areas to lock down even further. But China's going to be just fine. Does the United Kingdom, compared to most countries on the Outlook's graph, got affected more heavily, suffering a GDP reduction of 11.2% in 2020, with only Argentina suffering worse results. And that's, of course, because we've completely failed to follow the model of Sweden by not locking down, despite the fact that Sweden has a lower death rate, a lower infection rate, even if you compare the populations. And, of course, they never told their population to lock down. Businesses across the United Kingdom are closing down. You've got the cabbies on starvation wages. The taxis have all been mothballed. They're just sitting in empty fields. But China's going to be just fine. And, of course, we had this article. Oh, by the way, this also relates to the fact that China deliberately hyped this virus to hysterical levels before it crossed over into Europe and the United States, as I was talking about before. There were multiple videos that emerged out of China every single day during the early stages of the pandemic before it even reached Europe, of people literally convulsing, collapsing, and dying in the streets, apparently due to coronavirus infection. Now we know that whatever coronavirus symptoms are, you know, loss of taste, loss of smell, coughing, of course we know that the vast majority of people are either asymptomatic or recover within 3 or 4 days. We know that convulsing and dying in the streets, like you see here, is not a coronavirus symptom, and yet we saw multiple videos of precisely that coming out of China day after day after day. And that prompted a great overreaction in the West with these different lockdown policies. Now, of course, you could make the argument that China was lying about their true death rate. I think it was 5,000 the last time I checked. I'm going to check again. But if you compare the population of China, of course, 1.3 billion compared to what? 370 million people in the United States. China has 4,600 coronavirus deaths compared to what is the United States up to? I think it's like 300,000 by this point. The UK is on 55,000, of course, with a far lower population. Deaths from coronavirus in the US, 269,000, again, with a 370 million population, compared to not even 5,000 in China, the origin of the virus. Now, unless the Chinese government was lying all along about their death rate, that's definitely a possibility. Unless there was a mutation of the virus that caused it to become more potent, more fatal when it reached Europe and America, or, of course, the other fact remains the potential that authorities in the US, in the UK, and across Europe counted COVID deaths as a COVID death, despite the fact that these people have several other comorbidities, which we now know for a fact. So all these COVID deaths could be completely wrong across the board, but we know for a fact, that convulsing, vomiting, and dying on the streets was not ever a symptom of coronavirus. But now China's completely recovered, they're all going to pool parties in Wuhan, and their economy is just going to be tickety-boo. In a similar way to Amazon headline, Amazon goes on lockdown hiring spree while small businesses go bust. Yes, the only competitors in terms of the economy to come out of this even better than before are giant transnational corporations, the very same ones that fund the news networks that push the hysteria about this virus being more deadly, being more debilitating than it is. They've all cashed in. while your small business is going bust, while people are losing their jobs left, right, and center, Amazon went on a record global hiring spree over the course of 2020, while small businesses went bust, proving that lockdown policies only benefit giant transnational corporations. They added 427,000 employees between January and October throughout the height of this pandemic, pushing their workforce to more than 1.2 million people, up more than 50% from a year ago. Amazon's number of workers now approaches the entire population of Dallas, and they're hiring an average of about 2,800 employees a day. Now, if you compare that historically, they've outstripped the previous record, which was Walmart, 2 decades ago, where they added 230,000 employees in a single year. So Amazon's already outstripped that within 10 months times two. So they've beaten Walmart times two, not even accounting for the full year. And in fact, historically, that rate of hiring was only beaten during World War II because of the rapid increase in the shipbuilding industry and the need for workers to fight the war during World War II. So literally, in a commercial sense, it's the biggest by 100% of Walmart economic hiring growth ever seen. It says the scale of hiring is even larger than it may seem because the numbers do not account for employee churn, nor do they include the 100,000 temporary workers who have been recruited for the holiday shopping season. They also don't include what internal documents show are as roughly 500,000 delivery drivers who are contractors and not direct Amazon employees. And that's key, because if you recall Klaus Schwab's COVID-19 The Great Reset book, he, of course, is the head honcho, the founder of the World Economic Forum, this global elite technocrat group that's pushed for a, quote, Great Reset. And if you read his book, he openly praises the fact that everyone will basically be technically self-employed, but they'll be completely dependent on giant transnational corporations like Amazon, and they'll be contractors for Amazon, so they'll get none of the employment benefits or protections, but they'll get all of the downsides, and it is a race to the bottom. Because here in the UK, you have delivery men, delivery drivers, who have to bid on prices to deliver Amazon parcels, and of course, the company will choose whoever bids the lowest amount. So it's always a race to the bottom. They're making less and less money, and yet Amazon is hiring more and more of them at a greater rate. Meanwhile, 100%, Amazon has seen its profits during COVID pandemic soar by 100%, while small businesses have lost 30% in profits, and that's only going to get worse, and 21%, one in five plus small businesses have closed down permanently. You look at the personal wealth increase accrued by the CEOs of companies like Amazon, Walmart, Target, Lowe's. Amazon, it's up $91 billion in terms of Jeff Bezos. Walmart, $38 billion. Google, $37 billion. Microsoft, $33 billion. While small businesses collectively have lost over $200 billion. Now, as we point out in this article, Amazon's Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, which has advocated lockdowns and corona hysteria from the very beginning, and that's made him and his company filthy rich, while everybody else goes bust. Don't go away, we'll be back to talk about vaccine and more. Summit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.